News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today was the first of 2 days. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents is in town to hear budget presentations for the 2015-16 school year from all system schools and agencies. This morning, there was an extended discussion about the idea of capping enrollment at Texas A&M University, the flagship campus. The discussion began from the chairman of the Regents Finance Committee, Charles Schwartz of Houston.
I know that Chairman Thomas has been focused on this and has plans for this, but one thing that I think that we need to seriously address and manage, and that is to have an idea about what we want enrollment to be and what we're going to do to fund that enrollment and to maintain the quality of education if it continues to increase. Well, I guess what Arizona State is the largest.
It is in
the United States. If we just let this happen to us, like we let it happen to us the last 10 years, we're going to be there.
Yeah, we are.
And we don't want. I don't think we want to be there without a plan.
This year's freshman class will be about the same as last year's freshman class.
The comment about fall enrollment came from Texas A&M's Vice President for Finance and Administration, Dr. Jerry Strouser. That resulted in comments from the president at A&M, Michael Young.
You're absolutely right. And we've actually already over the last couple of months had a number of conversations. As we are thinking about our strategic plan, one of the central questions everybody's asking and we're asking ourselves is, what is our optimal size? And what is the balance between accessibility and excellence? And what can we really afford to do? So you'll see over the coming month and year to a lot of conversation about that as we drill down. And we really will welcome the board's views too, because the thing that is fortunate for us is we're part of a very good system, which doesn't means we don't have to be everything to everybody, and because you have so many excellent schools within the system. And thinking about that in a coordinated way, I think, is going to be very important for us.
Sure. From my personal point of view, I'm agnostic as to that number.
I mean, we have to think about in terms of physical facilities, capacity to get excellent faculty, and assurance that we can provide that experience to the students that is really the hallmark of a great A&M education, and figuring out what that optimal point is. It's an art, not a science,
sure.
Probably, but we are seized of that issue.
Again, you're listening to comments from a discussion this morning by the Texas A&M System Board of Regents and members of the Texas A&M administration about the idea of capping enrollment. Next, you'll hear from Board of Regents member Bob Albritton of the Dallas area and the response from Texas A&M President Michael Young.
I think politically, as a state-funded school, it would be tough to put a limit. In other words, it's 55,000 and that's it. We're done. I think it gets back to what the chairman is saying. I think we're going to have to go with the tide to some extent, because that's our responsibility to the citizens of the state and taxpayers of Texas. I think the point the chairman's making is we have to do the best job we can of anticipating what that growth may be and making sure that we do have the physical plant and everything else, faculty, to do that. So to me, it's more a study of not what is optimum, because I think the state of Texas is going to probably drive as much as what the optimum is how are we going to manage that growth in a very prudent manner. It's just very hard for me to see that we come up with what is that optimum student body, and then that's it. I think we're going to have a hard time with that.
Regent Albritton, you may be absolutely right. I will say, nationally speaking, with the exception of Arizona State, nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Every other flagship school in the country has state flagship school has a cap on enrollment. If we were to have no cap on enrollment, we would really be the only one. And you're talking about Berkeley, UCLA, Michigan, Virginia, North Carolina. I mean, I cannot think of one that doesn't at the moment.
You're listening to a discussion from this morning's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting regarding the idea of capping enrollment at Texas A&M University. Now picking up with comments from Board of Regents member Phil Adams of Bryan and the response from Texas A&M President Michael Young.
If we keep our admission standards high, and if we keep our standards high, we're not going to let it go.
But I think from my perspective that the other organizational way to think about it is the fact that the flagship has a cap doesn't mean that there isn't access, because as I say, we are fortunate, like many states with great public systems, that there are lots of options for the students. Not every student who wants to go to college in California goes to Berkeley. I mean, it just, you know, they have a pretty hard cap on there, as does UCLA. But the other thing I'd add is, from my perspective, at least part of what the discussion ought to be surrounding is providing the optimal educational experience for the right student. We are a great research university, and becoming even more so over time. There are some students who really will benefit and take advantage of that, and that'll be the best kind of educational experience for them. But that's not for every student. There are some students who, for whom a comprehensive college provides a much better experience. There are some students for whom a community college provides the right experience for their ambitions, their preparation level, what they want to do. So as we go forward, it'll be not only a function of thinking what can we afford to do in terms of providing the optimal educational experience, but also what best suits, how should we structure, and this will be a system-wide conversation, I think, the opportunities so that the opportunity matches the student.
The next speaker is the chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, John Sharp.
If I can.
Yes, please, sir.
Your question politically, the key to this, I think, for the flagship and politically, is a closer partnership between the system schools and Aggieland, similar to what the University of Texas did with University of Texas San Antonio. Maybe you got rejected temporarily at the flagship, but you go to San Antonio, if you do good, you can come back in a couple of years. That would help Texarkana. It would help everything else, and it would relieve a lot of pressure from the flagship. I just think continue to advocate a closer relationship between those two.
Have we not started that process?
Well, we are, but we ain't there.
Where are we? Five in enrollment? Two schools in Florida, Arizona State, and Ohio State bigger than us? Is that right?
I think that's about where we are. And of course, there are other elements in terms as we think about growth. I mean, if we, the more we reduce time to graduation, of course, and get closer and closer to 4 years as opposed to four plus, it provides more opportunity for students as well, with exactly the same resource base. So those kinds of things will factor into this as well. It's not just a total enrollment issue, but it's. It's what your throughput looks like as well.
Closing observations given by the chairman of the Board of Regents, Cliff Thomas of Victoria.
Yeah, this is good discussion, and we're going to spend a lot of time on it in the future. So, good discussion.
Again, comments from this morning's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting among members of the regents and administrators at the flagship campus about capping enrollment at Texas A&M. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.